KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A, and we got a room full of our Concert Club members. And we're really thrilled to welcome back an old friend who we saw not too very long ago, Mr. J.D. McPherson, who's in town tonight to play at the Scoot Inn and was kind enough to drop by with his band. And they have a brand new album, not a Christmas album, of all original material, which is saying something in and of itself.
Yeah. We like to call it a seasonally sensitive rock and roll album.
All right. Well, would you like to treat us with a tune to start off?
We'd love to. This is called Bad Kid.
A bad, bad kid. A stocking full of kerosene, matches and wood. 'Cause baby, I'm a bad, bad kid. Government surveillance since I started to walk. Ain't no telling what I did. I like to think I'm just misunderstood, but you know I'm just a bad, bad kid. Daddy told mama last Christmas Eve, you know we got a bad.
J.D. McPherson live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9. That was a tune called Bad Kid from his new Christmas album entitled Socks. So, J.D., what prompted you to do a Christmas album?
The challenge? I don't know. Yeah. Actually, we had done something a while back as I paused to make sure that this is silent. It wasn't. We had made a song like 5 or 6 years ago called Twinkle Little Christmas Lights, and it was fun, and they asked us to do it, and you know, we had kind of just got started, and they basically could have said do anything and we would have done it, you know, like don't take this away from us. But we did it, and it was kind of like, okay, we did that, and that was that, and, you know, I thought, it'll never happen again, and you know what they say. But just the idea came out really because I think that Nick Lowe made a Christmas record a couple years ago called Quality Street that kind of showed you could do something new with the genre and make a hip holiday record, and it's really smart and a little bit dark, and so that was sort of like the standard that we were kind of thinking, but we didn't want to do it unless we could do like a real album, you know, like all original songs and something that we did together that would make sense next to our other stuff. So we set a lot of parameters of this is like what we won't do when making the record. No jingle bell track, you know, that's one big thing that almost everybody does right when they're making a Christmas record. But so we just kind of fell into it, just went for it, and actually, you know, it went by pretty quickly, and it was like some of the most fun we've ever had making a record.
So was it challenging to do Christmas songs and make them all original and not be cliche?
Yes. That's a challenge for sure. It mainly kind of just started with, like I said, making a list of all the things that kind of already were done. I mean, there's a little bit of, you know, I'm not really a cynic about Christmas. I love it. I'm kind of rabid about it a little bit, but I also didn't want to like to be overly saccharine. So there's a couple of teaspoons of sugar in there too. But for the most part, we just wanted it to be kind of snarky and fun.
Well, if you pick it up, it sounds like it was recorded in 1957 or 1958. You really kind of capture that sound of that first era of rock and roll.
Well, we dig rock and roll 100%. So
that's kind of your forte. Anyway.
It's fun.
So we're here with J.D. McPherson. His new album of original Christmas music is called Socks, and he's playing tonight at the Scoot Inn. So will it be pretty much an exclusive Christmas show, or are you mixing some other stuff?
No, we're trying to make it a rock and roll show first and foremost, I suppose. But, you know, we're basically doing almost every song off the record. But we also are kind of mixing in some of our own stuff. Also, a couple of unusual cover choices. You'll just have to come and find out.
All right. Can we get you to do another song?
Yeah. This one's called Holly, Carol, Candy, and Joy. This one's almost too sexy for Christmas. Here we go.
Makes the season jolly. Deck divinely head to toe, lovely green and scarlet rose, holding me, oh my, oh golly. Oh, when the snow starts to falling and it covers up the ground, it's such a cozy fire when that holly hangs around. Oh, what a lucky, lucky boy. A holiday with Holly, Carol, Candy, and Joy. Candy. Then a sip of brandy, peppermint and buttered rum, tempting as a sugar plum, sweeter than a summer shandy. Oh, when the snow starts a falling and I crave a sugar fix, she's so confectionary, candy's always in the mix. What a lucky, lucky boy. A holiday with Holly, Carol, Candy, and Joy. Carol. Such a very merry carol. bright and sunny if it's snowing. When there's a frown upon my face, Detective Joy is on the case, shining like a brand new toy. Oh, when the snow starts a falling in that chilly time of year, Joy is overflowing with a heap of Christmas cheer. What a lucky, lucky boy. A holiday with Holly, Carol, Candy, and
everybody.
Joy. J.D. McPherson live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9. And he just said the title to the tune, so we won't repeat it. You want to take a moment and introduce the gentleman in the band?
I would love to. Over to my left, currently holding only two instruments within his sphere, is Mr. Doug Corcoran. Doug Corcoran. Corcoran. Over there on the keys, folks, that's our good friend, Mr. Ray Hasildo. Ray, Ray. On the pretty blue drums, our good friend, Mr. Jason Smay, rock and roll drummer extraordinaire, Jason Smay. And finally, on the acoustic bass, our very good friend, Mr. Jimmy Sutton, folks. Sutton.
And J.D. McPherson on guitar and vocals. So was there a particular Christmas album that you either modeled your music after or that just had a particular resonance for you?
Well, I think kind of as like a guide of, you know, a concept of an album, that Nick Lowe one was kind of the most important one. But if I think about the Christmas albums that I really like that I play every year, the Bings, you know, the Darlene Loves of the world, those things are, you know, those are firmly set in the firmament, and I almost feel like if you tried to do that again, that's what's the point. But so rather than kind of pull from Christmas albums, we just thought a lot about rock and roll that we really like. You know, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller were two very important songwriters back in the day. They wrote a lot for a lot of blues artists and rhythm and blues artists, and eventually for rock and roll artists. And I always thought that their sort of take on writing around that time was really kind of clever. And so they were a big inspiration for trying to approach. So like Holly, Carol, Candy, and Joy was like me basically trying to channel Lieber and Stoller a little bit. So I don't know, just thinking about, you know, all the great rock and roll records and try to kind of just give that out, but with the lyrical content being somewhat evocative of the holiday spirit.
All right.
That's the really long answer, sorry.
You can catch J.D. McPherson and his band tonight at the Scoot Inn. And we're going to close out the live broadcast, and the band's going to stick around and do some more for our concert club members. We'd like to thank Cliff Hargrove, our on-air engineer, Oscar Martinez, who did our in-house mix, and our multimedia team of Jorge Sanhueza-Lyon, Salvador Castro, Hannah Elderman, and the birthday boy today, Gabriel Perez. Happy birthday, Gabriel. And a great big special thanks to Deidre God, our producer, who books all the live music in Studio 1A. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in. It's KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.